Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome back to Working Title here on CGLO 1690 AM. I'm your host, as always, Danny Gold, and with me, as always, is my co-host, Cleo Doherty.
What's going on, Cleo? Not much. Doing this from the comfort of my home this time, which is nice. Quite nice. I feel like it's been a while.
Yes, it has been.
But, yeah, gathering my tax forms.
Aren't we all? I've had employees that have been fired, you know, calling me this week, being like, "Hey, how do I get my T4?" And I'm like, "Here's payroll." You know,
I just had to do that. I had to text like the payroll guy from the restaurant that I used to work at and be like, "Hey, and it's such a cop out because I just don't want to text the boss."
So yeah, exactly.
Went through and found his number, and I was like, "Oh, can you give me access to this?" And
yeah,
like just email them. Walk of shame.
That's literally what's going on everywhere, right? But and then the weather's warming up, which is nice. I'm enjoying that a lot.
Glorious.
So much. Much more than I care to admit. But I'm excited for winter to be winding down.
I feel like when you walk outside and there's like 3 seconds of sun that hits your face, you're like, oh my God, life is worth living.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I forgot. Wow, it's amazing.
Oh God, no, it's good. It's just like, it was annoying today that like when it dropped like below four, it went from being like, oh, it's zero, it's cool. Like, you know, there's no, you know, all the snow is melting to like, everything's ice. Oh my God, it's so dangerous.
Yeah. Oh my God. I'm so surprised I haven't fully wiped out this winter yet. Yeah, like every time I go through Montreal winter, I'm like, when is it going to happen?
Yeah. I had that one I told you about where I was on the phone with my mother and I found myself submerged in a snowbank. But it wasn't a very bad fall in terms of like landing on anything.
Yeah, it's so funny though. You're like trying to talk to your mom.
Exactly. I was like just like end over end, feet in the air.
Yeah, and she just keeps going and has no idea.
Yeah, and she had no idea. No idea. It was so funny. until she was like, oh.
Exactly. I feel like I can talk to my mom. Like sometimes I will like mute myself if I'm talking to my mom and just do things like I like, you know, cooking supper, whatever. Every once in a while, just unmute. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
exactly like literally. Yeah,
that's interesting. You know what? You are right, mom. Yeah. You are right. Also, happy International Women's Day, all the moms.
Happy International Women's Day.
Does tell your mom happy Women's Day.
Exactly, to all the moms out there that we just you can't today.
Yeah, exactly. You can say no.
Yeah,
I was talking to a guy at the who worked at like a Van Hoot, the coffee shop and their latte machine was broken.
Oh.
And I was like, you know what? It must be kind of empowering to have so many people come in. And like, I was like, at first, maybe it's annoying to have so many people come in and you know, want a latte and then say, oh, I'm so sorry, we're not going to be able to make you one. But then I was like, somebody just comes in and they're like, oh, a large oat milk latte. And you're like, no, actually. No, you don't get to have it. That's so great.
Not today, my friend.
Not today.
Not today. It just always makes me think of like whenever somebody's in a coffee shop, I always think of, oh, well, I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but whenever, you know, whenever somebody's in a coffee shop like that, I always like just imagine, you know, like Paul Rudd, you know, and that whole scene in oh my God, what was the movie where he goes on a whole rant in a Starbucks about the sizes. And basically it ends with like, congrats, you're stupid in three languages.
Oh,
but I'm trying to remember what it was. It was like,
I don't know.
I'll look it up in the break.
Yeah,
exactly. But just to do a quick little introduction of my topic today, before I introduce the two songs that we have before, I'm very excited because I was so jealous of your like, you know, crazy heist stories that you've been telling that I decided to find one. And I found one that is actually recent. It happened in 2016 and there's still an investigation going on to recover some parts of what was stolen. So so I'm excited to show you that. Yeah, but it's called The Lazarus Heist.
You mentioned this. I don't know anything about it, but you just mentioned the name. Exactly. And I was like, that sounds very cool.
Yeah, so it's been dubbed The Lazarus Heist. From reading this, I can't figure out why they've called it
Lazarus Heist. Sounds good.
Yeah,
sounds
cool. But but like I have a theory, but it's, you know, it's based on just me, right? But yeah, you know, so, but without further ado, I've got a new song from Ghost. Ghost has been doing this cool thing where instead of releasing singles, they've just been slowly adding a single song to the album on Spotify. Love that. Yeah. Love so that. It's like now the original single album has four songs on it.
Cool.
And so the next one that they revealed is called 20s, which already sounds awesome. And it's Metal March, by the way. For those that haven't been listening to other CGLO shows. But yeah, so we have a very, very metal heavy playlist for you guys today. And I'm very excited to
Heck yeah.
So we got 20s by Ghost. And then afterward, we got Kingdom by the Devin Townsend Project, who I've actually seen Devin Townsend perform in Montreal, which was dope. But he didn't have his band. And so my friend was laughing, who saw him with me, being like, you know, he was like laughing. He was like, man, I was so stoked for Devin Townsend. And it's like, we didn't see Devin Townsend.
We saw some guy.
Yeah, it's like, we saw Devin Townsend playing acoustic guitar.
It's like, it's unplugged, guys.
I know, like literally. And he was even joking about it, but it was pretty funny, you know?
Yeah.
Like he was even so like on the stage being like, imagine there's like a whole band behind me right now.
That's so funny. I wonder why they weren't with him.
Yeah, I don't know. He was just doing his own thing. But yeah, it's because he wasn't there as the Devin Townsend Project. He was there as Devin Townsend, which was pretty funny.
Okay.
Yep. But without further ado, here we go. We got 20s from Ghost and Kingdom by Devin Townsend. And we'll hit you right after this short break.
Tell them all, this is war, and I'm fighting a war, it's a soccer.